views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
It is Tuesday, July 22nd, 2014. Number 89 since being in the YNTS studio. Currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. If you listen to us on replay, thank you very much. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and 24/7 on iHeartRadio. More information, www.yoandrewnts.com. Call me toll-free, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. Email spelled right, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Another Tuesday night. Last time I checked my calendar, at least. Great for you to be joining me. Thank you. Class, sit down. Class, please sit down. We are going to have another conversation this hour and the next hour. No, Billy, you cannot go to the bathroom. Imagine me being a teacher. Imagine me being an educator. There we go. I think I could be a great educator. I really think I could. I think I will be a great teacher. I can get the classroom to have a conversation. And by doing that, we can actually have group lessons. We can have group presentations. Everyone will get along with each other. I like that. I think I also could take information and give it out in such a way where students will actually learn. They wouldn't be distracted by things. I know I'm distracted by a lot of things. And for one of them, it's Facebook. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. Thanks, Moon. My father has always in the big chair, spectating, Teddy Giordano. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. Facebook. What a distraction it can be on our days at work. Even though Facebook is now becoming a part of the status quo, the daily routine, your agenda throughout the day, it still can be a very large distraction, can it? Yeah, it can be. You're walking across the street, someone messages you on Facebook, you see an interesting article that someone might post, a funny video that appears from another social network that lands on Facebook. That's the best part about it. The people who made Facebook aren't dumb. We love you to go to our competitors, but if you can allow us to post pictures and videos from them to us, that would be great. Thanks. It's amazing what Facebook has done. Truly amazing. The business model of it all. And the way they bring distraction to the table. Believe me, they know. If you're distracted, it's all you. It's up to you to pay attention. Don't let it control your life, even though we have done that. And we can go on and on about Facebook. We can talk about how it creates gossip. We can talk about many people who still refuses to join Facebook, even though Facebook has now become more of a necessity than a privilege or a choice. If you want to talk to friends, Facebook. If you're in a group, what are you going to do? You're going to go on Facebook. If you're someone that might not have money to phone call, you're on Facebook. So there's so many conversations we could have. And distraction is one of them. I think what a lot of people are now talking about is privacy. Facebook takes your information. And what are they doing with your information? Well, they take your information and they sell it to companies and they market and they monitor you and they pay Facebook for the information being given to them. Now, this has been going on for years. To some of us, this is not new no more. Sadly enough, this is old news, and we might not be taking it seriously enough, not realizing that the information being placed on this social network is now being exposed to millions, now being exposed to your job, now being exposed to a future employer, now being exposed to an audience who I'm speaking to right now. That's what's going on. And that information is being sold. It's being sold to someone. I know it's hard to break the news to you, but it's true. Here's a quick example. When you go on Amazon, and now I'm an Amazon Prime member. Believe me, if I need a piece or an adapter in the studio, I'm going to jump online. We all jump online, right? We all do it. We all go online. If you go on Amazon and you're searching for headphones, when you go onto another website, you start seeing those same headphones from Amazon blinking. And everywhere you go, you now see them. Now, someone would say, Angie, those are cookies. That is information being stored in a web browser. Web browser meaning Google Chrome, Internet Explorer, Safari for Apple users. When you search for something, it stores inside the browser, and of course, it will show you related searches. But that's not always the case. You go onto Facebook, and again, you see interests you might like. You see recommended like pages. You see a bunch of surveys going on. Apparently, Facebook knows a lot about you. Just because you might post it one thing. And maybe that reason is because they're going in, they're taking your information, and then they're going away with it. Now, lately, there has been a very huge scandal when it comes to Facebook that we're going to speak about with our guest the next segment. We are going to speak about the situation, how Facebook used users for a experimental survey. And we're going to go in with our guest and we're going to speak with her about how this infringes privacy and why Facebook did it and what are many doing to try to combat and stop this if they disagree with it. So we're going to have that conversation. And when I get to that conversation, it's going to be a great one. But now it's me and you guys. You see Facebook going about and selling off your information, or now apparently using your information to obtain some type of survey to know their users better without your permission. Or maybe it is your permission, signing into terms and conditions. You're signing those terms that you agree on what Facebook wants to do and you don't know it. It happens. So what now? What have some been doing? Well, this is interesting. Last week, it's called 99 Days of Freedom, and it's pretty straightforward. And I think it's really interesting, and I'm telling you this now because after I speak with my guests, I want you to tweet me, and I want you to Facebook message me and email me at yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com, and I want you to answer the simple question, could you do it? And should I do it? What is it anyway that I'm asking you? First, you just decide. 99 Days of Freedom, a project that hit viral last week, is calling to all users to stop using Facebook. Not forever, not for 8 months, for 99 days. 99 days. You will download a specific avatar to replace your profile picture, in effect announcing your participation. Again, there really is no point of why you're doing it to many friends. They don't understand. You might have a reason if it was this particular scandal that's gone on, or if it's the distraction of Facebook, or it might be them selling off your information and you just completely feeling infringed by their policies. Again, it's all up to you. 99 days. No Facebook. 99 days. Imagine that. That's what? 3 months. 3 months without Facebook. Interesting. Now, I know in psychology, 21 days for you to obtain a new habit. 21 days it takes. You'll be going without Facebook for 99. You do have some type of mental social network addiction. You do have some type of addiction to this network. Don't say you don't because you might. I know I do. I'm on Facebook right now. I'm watching my news feed go up and down. I'm reading articles. I'm posting messages to you guys, and I'm running a 90s Facebook page that hit over 700 likes. I'm doing it all from my iPad, from my iPhone, MacBook, Studio. I go into someone's house, I'm going to jump on Facebook for a little bit. Back then, you used to say, I have to check my emails. Now, you have to check Facebook. But could you do it, though? 99 days. When you're bored at work, can't go on Facebook no more. A huge scandal is going on. Can't go on Facebook no more. Your friend invited you to a birthday on Facebook. You never got that invite. Your friend messaged you. You haven't spoke to him in a while. You don't message him back. I promise you, they're not going to notice the profile picture. They're not going to notice the status of you participating. They're just going to believe, oh, you haven't been on for a while. He probably stopped. 99 days. I haven't seen any of my Facebook friends yet join this 99-day project. I have not. And I don't know why I haven't. This has hit viral. Many are doing it. Many are participating, trying to do one heck of a experiment. 99 days. You're talking, if you start today, you won't be back on Facebook until right before Halloween. You're talking mid-fall, right before the holidays, you'll be back on Facebook. 99 days. Maybe I should do it. If you guys do it, maybe I should do it. I want you to tweet me, at Andrew Trujillo. I want you to Facebook me. Should I do it? I say goodbye to Facebook. I say goodbye to thousands of my digital friends, college friends. I say goodbye to you guys on Facebook for 99 days. Should I put in the rag? Should I say, it's over? No more. I can do this. If my mom can quit smoking cigarettes, I can quit Facebook for 99 days. If someone decides that they want to put the bottle down and find a job, I can quit Facebook for 99 days. Could I do it? Is it true? I mean, it's really a lot harder than it looks. It's something, though, you would see in a movie. I think it would be a great movie. I think it would be a great movie. Yeah, you got 10 kids, you come together, and they try to do it for 99 days. I think it would be a great reality show. Because Facebook has taken into such a effect on the way we think and the way we communicate and the way we live. Truthfully, as that. Coming up next on the program, I want you to stay around. We will be speaking with Dr. Catherine Albrick. Besides you being a popular media commentator and dynamic radio personality, she's also been a highly effective privacy campaigner, and she is the director of CASPIAN, Consumer Privacy, Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering. And like I said in the top of the hour about that scandal that we're going to get into, 700,000 Facebook users were feeling like guinea pigs after learning they took a part of a psychological experiment organized by Facebook without their knowledge. We're going to talk to her about how this happened, why this is not new. It's not. And I am going to ask her. I will mention if doing the whole 99 days of Facebook, will that help us maybe move away from Facebook, maybe even teaching Facebook a lesson. 99 days is a lot of days. And again, Facebook will continue what they're doing if you disagree with it. If you keep using their product, they'll see no reason why to stop. That's a business. It's that simple. She's up next. You're with me, Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the 2-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Oh! You around MVP.
Yeah, man!
Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
And all the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Now joining me on my phone line, speaking about the Facebook scandal that we saw had a lot of backlash in June. She holds up Harvard PhD. She received her doctorate in education in human development and psychology from the Harvard Graduate School of Education. Her research focused on consumer education and privacy issues. She also received a master's in education from Harvard with a concentration in technology, innovation, and education. She also is currently the director of CASPIAN, Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering, an 18,000-member grassroots organization she founded in 1999 to oppose shopper surveillance. Her name is Dr. Catherine Albrecht on my phone line. Dr. Albrecht, welcome to the program.
Hey, Andrew, it's really good to be on with you today, and I'm really glad that you're bringing this very important story to the attention of your listeners, because so many people today are using Facebook, and we may be getting manipulated and not even realize it.
And I think so many of us have no idea the situation is currently going on. It came viral in June, and we see some campaigns coming out trying to go against what Facebook has done in 2012. It was a month ago when this information did come out. Facebook using 700,000 user accounts for a psychological experiment. Dr. Albrecht, can you share with my audience more information on this situation, or some might call it a scandal, involving Facebook?
Yeah, so here's what happened. Facebook has a research arm that I guess most people didn't even realize existed, where they're actually using Facebook to perform social experiments on people in order to get insights, psychological insights into how large groups operate. And this is a little bit disturbing. The lead researcher on this research actually has worked extensively with the Defense Department looking at how you can portray portray different information or portray information differently to try to stop basically dissent against the government. People who might feel that the government is doing the wrong thing, maybe they'd have a petition drive, maybe they'd go marching in the streets, maybe they'd pick up the phone and make phone calls or some other form of dissent or opposition. And so the Defense Department is actually apparently doing research to try to figure out how to stop people from complaining when they don't like what their government is doing. And that's very disturbing. More disturbing still, though, is that the primary researcher on this Facebook research, which I'll tell you about in a moment, actually has been working with the Defense Department. So that gives you a little bit of background of why they might have done this. What Facebook wanted to test out with this researcher was to see if emotions on the internet were contagious or not. And so what they did was, for a certain period of time, these 700,000 users, they split them into two groups. And one group, they gave positive news. You know how you have a news feed on Facebook? Well, they restricted the news that they received, so it was only positive news. And then the other group, they did the opposite. They restricted all the good news out of there and only gave them bad news. So it was doom and gloom, depressing things and for one group, and rainbows and kittens for the other group. And then what they found, and this is even more disturbing than just giving you this depressing information, but then they watched people and they followed them throughout the next day. And they found that those people who had been shown negative things were more likely to post negative comments or seem depressed later on in the day. And even then, it had a ripple effect where the people who heard their negative comments then posted their own negative comments. And you could kind of watch this contagious negativity spreading because of the news feed that they had been given through Facebook. So that's, I think, extraordinarily disturbing, because it tells us that not only are they manipulating what we're seeing, but that they're working intentionally to try to become better at it, to actually get insights into the psychology of large numbers of people in order to manipulate our emotions and control our responses. And I have to say, that's extraordinarily disturbing.
I think it really is. And I think what's also disturbing, and I don't know if you agree, but it's so hard for us to combat against Facebook, not because they have such a involvement in government, and I don't know why I didn't think of that. We always think that McDonald's, and we think that a large company like Walmart is so involved in our congressmen's pockets, not realizing that there's so many large tech companies also involved. But I think a bigger problem is the Facebook user, because Facebook has become such a part of our daily lives. So I already mentioned in the beginning of the segment, when it comes to birthdays and messages and jobs and interviews, Facebook is there. Facebook is the highlight, and that's what the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, always wanted. He always wanted his product to always be up and be first. So I think a bigger problem is Facebook can do anything they want, and many of the users will just disregard it, Dr. Albrecht.
Yeah, I think that really is the case. And this leads me to something else. There's really two other things I want to talk about during our interview today. One of them is, not long after this Facebook scandal broke, and it was Facebook itself that published this. I guess they learned their lesson. They won't be telling us about these things in the future. But Facebook said, oh, look, cool, we did this great study. And everybody went, what? But right after that, Ed Snowden dropped another one of these massive bombshells about the NSA. And what Ed Snowden shared with us after this is that the intelligence agencies of the United States and of Great Britain are both involved in manipulating content on the internet for similar reasons. And not only do they manipulate the kinds of information that people see online and try to create a contagious mood of whatever it might be, but they also manipulate poll results. So if you've got an online poll and it says, are you pleased with the way your government is operating? Are you happy with your tax rate? Do you feel that security is a really high concern for you? Then they were actually going in and manipulating the answers in those polls by all sorts of different mechanisms. And here's the bottom line of this. We human beings are very social. we look to other people to figure out how to respond. And the example that I always give on this is if you and I, Andrew, were sitting in a theater watching a movie and we smelled smoke, maybe we go, do you smell that? Yeah, I do. That smells like smoke, huh? And we looked around and other people kind of sniffed and then just settled back in and kept watching the movie, you and I are likely to go back to just eating the popcorn and watching the rest of the film. On the other hand, we could smell the exact same amount of smoke, but if other people jumped out of their seats and began running out of the theater, we would get up and run out of the theater too. And it's not that we're stupid, and it's not that we're just following the herd. It's really that that's a very natural human thing, is you kind of look around, and if you don't have the information, you're not really sure, is that smoke dangerous or not? You look to other people, figuring there's got to be somebody who actually saw a big honking fire in the lobby, for example. And we just assume that other people, when we don't know a lot, we assume somebody else probably does, and we look to them to figure out how to behave or how to respond. So this psychological insight about how human beings work, and especially in groups and in crowds, is being manipulated and utilized to further the aims of the people in power. And that's really, I have to say, where my big concern comes up, because they've used the insights of basically 100 years of psychology, and my own doctorate from Harvard University is in human development and psychology. And a whole lot of insights have been gained, especially even in the last 10 or 20 years. We have MRI capability. We can scan the brain in real time while people are experiencing certain things, and we can understand how those processes work. And unfortunately, the powers that be are also able to use these powers in order to get people to do things that maybe they wouldn't normally do on their own volition. So when you said it's hard to get people off of Facebook, that's the third thing I want to bring up. If we can look at the difference between 20th century tyranny and 21st century tyranny, they've gotten very wise. In the 20th century, tyrants like Pol Pot and Stalin and Mao Zedong and Hitler, if they wanted to get you to do something, they would stick a rifle in your face and a jackboot, you know, in your crotch and say, you will do what we say. And they were brutal, and they ruled with fear and intimidation and power. What happens, though, when you rule a population in that way is the population becomes very unhappy, and they try to find ways to overthrow you and get rid of you. And so you can't rest at night. You can't relax. You're always worried that that population that you're stomping on is going to sneak up and bust into the palace and get rid of you. So what they've hit on in the 21st century, which is actually very brilliant, and I think we all need to wake up to it so we're not manipulated by it, is they've figured out ways using these psychological insights into human beings to get us, instead of putting a rifle in your face and say, you're going to start reporting everything you think to the central authorities, comrade, instead they give you things like Google and a smartphone and Facebook and get you to voluntarily do it and enjoy the process of doing it and then thank them for the privilege of doing it. And in the case of things like smartphones and spy devices that they want to put in our homes, like the new Nest thermostats and all these other things, they actually, not only can they sleep at night, but they sleep at night on a big cushion of tons of money because we're actually even paying for these devices. So when you put all that together, then it begins to make sense of why, even when you know these things are bad for you, you continue to do them, because they've built in addictive characteristics. They've made them very, very appealing, very addictive. It's hard to put down your smartphone. It's hard to stop texting your friends. It's hard not to stare into that Facebook endlessly looking for that little jolt of validation that people get when they get the messages on Facebook. And what's also very interesting about Facebook, talking about building in addictive characteristics, Facebook and many of today's modern video games are all sort of based on the same reward characteristic, and this is important for people to understand too, that if you receive a steady stream of rewards, then that's not addictive. What is addictive is if you are like a slot machine. You pull the slot machine 29 times, nothing happens. But on the 30th time you get the jackpot, then you're going to keep pulling it. If you got a jackpot every single time, you might do it just enough times to get the money that you need, but you wouldn't sit there for hours and hours. There's something very addictive about trying something repeatedly and failing and then getting it that one time that releases this huge serotonin and dopamine rush in the human brain and makes it leads to addiction. So the same thing is also true with your Facebook. You look on Facebook and, well, it's boring, there's nothing there, and then boom, that special someone writes a note to you, or on the 30th time you check it, boom, there's that job offer or that whatever that you were looking for. Somebody likes your hairstyle, whatever it might be. And so they're really drawing on that very same addictive characteristic of failing many times for that one success. And if you go all the way back to the beginning of, you know, to the ancient times of human beings, you had to have that reward system built in place, because if you're a man and you're out hunting deer, you're going to let 29 arrows fly and you're going to miss the animal you're trying to hit, but that 30th one is going to be the success that makes you the hero of your village as you bring back dinner that night. And so we human beings are really wired to, especially in cases where there's a goal and we repeatedly try to hit it and repeatedly fail, and then we occasionally hit it, that it's such a massive reward flow of chemicals and neurochemicals into the brain that we'll just keep doing it all day. And in the case of deer, that's great. That means your village survives. But in the case of Facebook, that's not so good, because it means your privacy and even your productive time that gets stolen from your life as you stare into this device, and you're not doing anything productive. You're just looking for that hit. You're just looking for that little jolt of feel-good feeling. And meanwhile, you know, your chores are undone. You're not getting ahead on your job. You're not writing the great American novel. You're really not doing much of anything except sort of playing around in this little playground that they want us to be in so they can learn everything about us.
We are speaking with Dr. Catherine Albrick. She's currently the director of Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy, Invasion, and Numbering, and she also holds a Harvard PhD and a doctorate in education in human development psychology from the Harvard Graduate School of Education. When we have a conversation like this, you're always going to have that one person ask you, well, Catherine, well, Dr. Albrick, what should we do? According to the terms of service on Facebook that we all agree to, it says that they might use our data for internal operations, including troubleshooting, data analysis, testing, research, and service improvement. We see a group and we see their website called the 99 Days of Freedom, where they are suggesting you quit for 99 days to go against what they have done. Some people freeze their accounts. Some people in classrooms, teachers, they have little school projects going on. So, Dr. Albrick, what could we do to really show Facebook that you think that we're lab rats then, but we're not lab rats now? We're actually human beings, and we're smarter than you think. What could we do to show Facebook that we're pissed off and we want to change, and we want to change right now?
Well, here's the thing. Facebook, along with every other company in the world, does not care how you feel about them. This is a surprise to most people. They don't care if you badmouth them. They don't care if you hate their guts. They don't care if you burn them in effigy. They don't care. All they care about is that you continue to use their product. So you can grumble all day long, you can have petitions, you can do classroom projects, but if you're going onto Facebook multiple times a day and spending all your time in that environment, allowing them to capture information that they sell for marketing purposes and allowing them to feed you marketing content, then you are doing exactly what they want you to do, which is contributing to their bottom dollar. They don't care how you feel. Obviously, they'd prefer that you love them, but they don't care if you hate them. They really care if you leave them. So here is the advice that I give people on Facebook. I'm also a radio host. I do a daily radio program from 4 to 6 p.m. at KMAshow.com, or just my name, just basically CatherineAlbrick.com. And I use my Facebook account simply as a billboard. I don't like any friends, relatives, or people close to me, because frankly, that's none of Facebook's business who those people are. I don't accept likes from random people I do accept them from random people, radio listeners, but I try not to give any special indication to Facebook that someone is someone I know personally. So I do not communicate via Facebook. I don't log into Facebook. I simply log in to say, hey, here's going to be my guest today, or here's my latest column up on ehow.com, where I have a technology column, or anything else that you'd want to broadcast from the rooftops and you would want the entire world to hear, like a billboard. But we have got to stop using Facebook as the way that we socially communicate with our friends, because that is where we're falling into the trap. Because if you're getting all of your warm fuzzies and all of your neurochemicals and all of your relationship needs met through Facebook, it makes it so easy for them to manipulate you, because you're already vulnerable and you're dependent, and you're dependent upon them because you're addicted. And so that means that they can do anything they want to you, and you'll still keep coming back. It's kind of like being a heroin addict. You know, I've never shot heroin, but I've heard that it feels pretty great, but it also leads to some really nasty consequences, and yet you keep coming back, even though you know the harm that it's doing to your body, your relationships, your pocketbook, your career, everything else. People still keep coming back to get that addictive rush, and that's what people are doing on Facebook, even knowing that it's harming us. People are still going back onto Facebook in that way. And I really think it's time we unplug a little bit, and instead of mindlessly logging on and clicking Facebook all day long, that we find some more productive ways to use our time.
Dr. Catherine Albrecht, currently the director of CASPIAN, Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering, and she also holds a Harvard PhD, and she received her doctorate in education, human development, and psychology from the Harvard Graduate School of Education. There is nothing else for me to say, because I think she has made such great points, great examples, and she really told us what we could do, and she told us what we shouldn't do, because it's just going to waste our time anyway, because Facebook, they are a business, and the last thing they want is what? They want money, and they'll go all their ways to try to find it. As long as the service is free for you and they're making a dollar at the end of the day. Dr. Albrecht, where could my audience contact you if they have a question about Facebook or a question about their privacy?
Yeah, well, let me give you a tip. I helped to create a private alternative to Google, actually, called Start Page. And we now have over 5 million people a day logging on, performing Start Page searches. Start Page is a way that you can search Google privately. We didn't get into this, but Google makes a record of everything that you search for. And Google is also censoring and filtering the results they're giving to you. They're tailoring them based on what they know about you. So that's also a form of censorship, I think, is really disturbing. And if you don't like it, you can search. We'll search Google for you at startpage.com privately. We'll take your search, submit it to Google for you, remove all their tracking cookies and filtering and censorship, and give you clean, pure Google results back. And then we delete all records of your visit ourselves. We don't store your IP address or make a record of what you searched for. And that is at startpage.com. You can add it to your browser, make it your homepage. We also have a new upcoming email called Start Mail, which is full PGP encryption, which Ed Snowden has told us really does work against the NSA, and we've made it available for regular people so that it doesn't take 6 months to set up. You just push the button of PGP Encrypt, and that's startmail.com. People can request a sign up and request an early invitation for those accounts that are going to be coming out a little later this year. There's a quick video there, overview, you can watch as well at startmail.com. My own website is my name, CatherineAlbrecht.com, but nobody can spell that, so I just would refer them to kmashow.com, and my show broadcasts live every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And kmashow.com also has 7 years worth of archives people can listen to for free on that website. And it's searchable with Start Page, of course.
Dr. Catherine Albrecht, thanks for coming on and for such a great, informative conversation on privacy rights and Facebook, the current situation, on how their survey that was released in June kind of led to a lot of backlash. I really appreciate it, and I hope we can speak to you soon on a lot of other great topics.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Andrew. It's been a pleasure.
Have a good one. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back to MVP.
Yeah, man. Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the 5 signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of a face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
This piece is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
So what do you guys think? What do you guys think of Facebook now? Is Facebook really your friend? Or is Facebook your enemy? Facebook could be like the dollar bill. It could be like the dollar bill. We all need money. We all need to live, right? Yet, money could also be abused. Facebook is just like that. We all need Facebook. And today, in 2014, we do. And Facebook can do great things. Facebook can allow us to communicate better and catch up with old friends, be informed on many different topics. Yet, Facebook could be the root of evil. Could break us up. Could create wars between race, between class, and even between our own privacy, even between our own selves. Me going on my phone to check articles is the same way of me going onto Facebook. It's such a habit. But now it's become such a necessity. A necessity is when you have a service or you have a device or you have an object that you need all the time. It's a part of your life. You have no choice but to use that. And if you don't, you'll become a dinosaur. You'll become left behind. And it goes right back into our motto, don't be left behind. Facebook could be a great tool. It could be. Sometimes someone abuses it. Sometimes its own creators abuse it. I don't believe 700,000 people enjoy being spied on. And I don't believe 300,000 people still don't realize that this is a serious issue. And I don't believe 3/4 of us realize that this even happened whatsoever. Go up to your friend. Hey, did you know that Facebook, there was a revealing that they used our information to for a survey? Really? I didn't hear about that. Well, it's been all over the news. It's not something that a small blog written about. It's all over the place. Now it's starting to cool down a bit. That's what Facebook wants. Logically, wants more and more negativity about their product. Who wants that? I don't. I don't want that negativity. No one does. 99 days, though. Gotta go back. We have a few minutes left. What are some of you going to do? Tweet me at AndrewTreeGeo, Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS, and email me, YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. What are you going to do? Your fate's on the line. I mean, can't believe that we're talking like this. It sounds crazy. It sounds... What? What? Are we serious here? It's easy. Just log off your page and stop going on it. Delete the app. That's all you have to do. It's only 99 days. 99 problems. And Facebook ain't one. That'll be the new rap by Weird Al. 99 problems. Facebook ain't one. What? Social networking is my past now. See? I'm already starting the whole rap. I'm starting the whole rap for it. I'm getting everyone pumped up. I would love to see what you decide. And how about this? Next week, I will decide. How's that? Next week, I will announce if I will leave Facebook for 99 days. Because if I want to leave, it would be good to start off in the beginning of August. And then we can go through the whole month of August, whole month of September. And we'll come right around Halloween. And of course, the show is still going to be going on, so we'll give you our progress every now and then. If I decide to do it, I would love at least 2 more people. That's what I'm going to try to do. I want to at least get a few more people. If I decide to. I really feel me doing it alone would be great, but to see other people's input would be greater. Craig Smith up next. Economy. Oh, yes, one of the top 3 issues of the 2012 election. Don't be left behind.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the 2-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Oh! You are round MVP.
Yeah, man! Yo, Drew, I finally got round MVP. Round MVP.
No way. That was some ownage.
Finally earning round MVP takes determination. So will getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Saving energy saves you money. Whether you switch to Energy Star light bulbs, install Energy Star appliances, or add extra insulation. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
And all the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.